Chapter 7, The Voice of Influence. Be a Trimtab. Gandhi taught, we must become the change we seek in the world. Again, we must become the change we seek in the world. Modeling is the spirit and center of any leadership effort. It is basically the power of example. It begins with finding your voice, developing the four intelligences, and expressing your voice in vision, discipline, passion, and conscience. And modeling applies as much to a team as it does to an individual. Modeling these characteristics of personal leadership or of team leadership alters and changes the other three roles at their very core. Modeling is done primarily during the other three roles. It is also done before, which gives a sense of confidence and trust in the leader. But it is only when people actually experience for themselves how a conscience-driven, principle-centered person models pathfinding, aligning, and empowering that leadership actually takes place. People then come to know for themselves how respected, appreciated, and valued they are. Why? Because their opinions are sought, their input is respected, their unique experience is valued. They are genuinely involved in the pathfinding process. They are participants. They don't just hear about the mission statement and the strategic plan. They help develop them. They own them. Or if the mission statement and strategic plan were developed beforehand, they identify with them, either because they made a conscious choice to do so before they came on board, or because of their admiration for the model leader. Sometimes mental and emotional identification is a more powerful force than involvement. You see this with the followers of a Gandhi, a Martin Luther King, or a Nelson Mandela. Perhaps you yourself have so admired someone that you buy deeply into their vision, even though you were not involved in creating that vision. This is called identification. It is a very powerful psychological force, sometimes even more powerful than actual participation. This is particularly the case with vision and strategic planning, more than with values. Brilliant visionaries and strategists are often in a class by themselves, and this is often recognized by the culture itself, but again, only if trust and personal trustworthiness are there. Ultimately, however, identification itself is based on involvement of some sort, directly or indirectly. As briefly mentioned before, modeling is not just the work of an individual. It's the work of a team. When you have a team of people that builds on each individual's strengths and organizes to make individual weaknesses irrelevant, you have true power in an organization. So when you think of modeling, think of an individual and a complementary team. The spirit of a complementary team is that you are there to play a unique role that compensates for the weaknesses of others. You're not there to find and focus on their weaknesses or to badmouth them behind their backs. You're there to make up for their weaknesses as they make up for yours. No one has all strengths, and very few people can be excellent in all roles. Mutual respect becomes the moral imperative. The habit of responding to the inner desire to make a difference, to matter, to extend our influence to the people and causes we most value, all begins with a mindset or attitude, a choice, the choice to use the voice of influence. Often when I teach the principles you find in this book, I like to open up for questions either privately or from the audience throughout the day. Inevitably, someone will raise their hand and say something like this, Dr. Covey, these principles are great. I believe them. How I want to live them. But you have no idea what it's like to work in an organization like mine. If you had a boss like my boss, you would understand that there is no way I could ever pull off what you're talking about. What do I do? You can just see their thinking. They see only two alternatives. My boss is a jerk and he's never going to change. I can either quit, which I can't afford to do, or I do the best I can and just live with it. When I teach how these principles apply to marriage and family, I have women come up to me and essentially say the same thing about their husbands, and husbands say the same about their wives. If you only knew what my husband is like, you'd know what I mean. There's no way this will work. Again, you see, two alternatives. Leave, or just bear with it as long as I can. How easy it is for people to think and feel, I'm a victim. I've tried everything. There's nothing more that I can do. I'm stuck. They're frustrated and miserable, but they don't see any other option. Remember this. Victimism gives your future away. My response to their question usually shocks them a little. I can see by their widening eyes that some are even offended to begin with. But this is what I like to say. Anytime you think the problem is out there, that very thought is the problem. And they reply, "So you're implying that this is my problem?" I respond, "What I'm trying to say is that anytime you wrap your emotional life around the weaknesses of another person, you give away your emotional freedom to that person and give them permission to continue to mess up your life. Again, your past holds your future hostage. Obviously, this is a relationship problem, but until people have found their own voice, there is no way they will have the maturity, inner security, or character strength to apply the principle-centered solution with the jerk boss. Or it could be that they have the inner strength, but haven't yet developed the skills that come from patience and persistent practice. The continued interaction during teaching is usually very sobering to them, but eventually we come to a point where they recognize they are not a victim. They can choose their response to the other person's behavior. Society so manufactures and reinforces the mindset, the software of victimism and blame. But you and I have the power to use our birth gifts to become the creative force of our own lives and to choose an approach that will increase our influence in an organization. We can become the leader of our own boss.